Hello Aquarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 15th, and the whole week ahead. Lovely little aspect, Moon and Venus. And why it's good for you is because it's fun and joy and doing the things that make you feel good. And that's what this aspect is all about. Doing the things that make you feel good. Great for travel, so if you're on a holiday or going off on a vacation, good. And if you're not, then planning one will be just as neat because it gives you something to look forward to. And here's your Sunday stars. Yesterday, expectancy and looking forward to things is replaced today by another energy, and that is creating a new vision for your own future. This is empowering in many ways simply because it's the feeling that you can release yourself from all the bad things that have happened in the past. And that's a good thing. And that's what you must do. Don't be shadowed or held back by guilt. You've nothing to feel guilty about. And here's your Monday stars. When Venus squares Neptune, the danger is always not seeing something in a truthful or even honourable way. Morals collapse, principles are all at sea, and generally there is deceit and a distorted view of your life. Where can it affect you most? Well, the area you've got to be most careful about is money and love. The connection between the two is a little bit toxic today. Here's your Tuesday stars. Put Mars in square to your ruling planet Uranus and things can go, well, all over the place. It's a harem-scarem kind of aspect. It's a difficult one. But only if you're an Aquarian who is not in control and has a lot of self-discipline. Because that's the way to get the best of this aspect. Because it's about your future and it's about where you're heading to in the future. Don't be bogged down by psychological trauma or drama from the past. Because that's precisely what it is in the past. And here's your Wednesday stars. Mercury and Saturn linked together is lovely. The whole connection that you've got now between these two planets is so good because intellectually it pushes you towards new areas. It's great for learning, and especially if you can learn with somebody else. Two people in tandem. Brilliant to work with somebody where you complement each other intellectually as well as in your personalities. Compatibility comes through knowledge and shared learning. And here's your Thursday stars. Mighty Mars pushes his way now into your seventh house of relationships and partnerships. So over the next 6, 7, 8 weeks, this is a big new period opening up between you and somebody else. The next 2 years will see a big new change in a relationship. It's a new dynamic, a new energy. It's passionate, it's strong, and it's powerful. And it means two people who get on well together can conquer the earth. And here's your Friday stars. A little bit of what you had earlier in the week when you had a Uranian-Martian square. Now it's Sun square, your ruler Uranus. It's breaking the mould. That's what you need to do now. You're screaming for independence. You're screaming to break away from old habits. You're screaming to do something new with your life. It's time to experiment. It's time to throw caution to the wind, but make it a calculated plan, not one that is out of the blue and all of a sudden.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.